It's easy, it can be so easy. Help me with my funds, I need somewhere to run, I need somewhere to go. If you tell Brianna about your problems, I bet she would know. She gon' show you things and tell you things you never seen before. She gon' teach you how to stack your bread and how to say it though.
It's just Brianna, tell me Brianna. 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 It's just Brianna, just Brianna, just Brianna.
Hey guys, welcome back. And if you're new here, welcome, welcome. We are back with another episode on EBJB, the podcast with your girl, Just Brianna. And on this episode, we're going to be talking about some of the top grants to apply to as a woman entrepreneur. Before we get started with the good stuff, I have two things I need y'all to know. One, this episode is sponsored by the Woman's Net. Yes, your girl has her first sponsored episode, and I am overjoyed, like literally so excited. That's a huge mark for me. So thank you, Women's Net, for sponsoring this episode. Second, I would love to add, I am using new equipment tonight. So let me know how the sound quality is going. What is it giving, y'all? Is it giving what it needs to give? I need to know. Give me some feedback. Y'all know the Instagram, @JBTheCEO_. You can also give me some feedback on anchor.fm, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, however you know me, however you see this, TikTok, give me some feedback, please. I would love to know how this quality is. So let's get into it. Let's talk about why you're here, the top grants for women. Fellas, I got y'all in the new series, but tonight me and the ladies are going to sit and chit chat about using other people's money to fund our small business. Let's get on the same page, ladies. Being a woman entrepreneur, you have a unique opportunity to apply for funding specially geared for women in business. This means that way less people are applying for these grants, which increases your chances of being rewarded. Let's talk about what a grant actually is. A grant, by clear-cut definition, sourced by grant.gov, is a way the government funds your ideas and projects to provide the public services and stimulation the economy needs. If the grant is used for its intended purpose, the grant typically does not have to be paid back. It's not only the government who gives out these grants, ladies. Nonprofit organizations and for-profit organizations do as well. It's good to note that nonprofits and for-profit orgs grants are less competitive than the government-funded grants. It's also good to note that governments provide funding to these nonprofit organizations who then provide grants to small business owners. Honestly, there's a lot of money out there to fund your business or aspiring business, ladies. We just need the resources to apply, right? So let's get right into it. Here's some of the top grants to apply for. Number one, the New Voice Fund. This $100 million fund is created to empower women of color entrepreneurs and to reach their full potential. The motive is to level the playing field by providing the women of color entrepreneurs with access, capital, and expertise that they need to be successful, ladies. Voice Fund was founded by the owners of the best-selling brands Shea Moisture and Nubian Heritage, the Sundial brand. Are you familiar with them? Y'all should be familiar with them. I use them for my hair. Well, I used to, actually. I don't anymore. But when I was starting to go natural, I used to use Shea Moisture. So that's the brand who has the New Voice Fund, this $100 million fund. So how do you sign up? Simply apply by going to newvoicefoundation.org. Next, we're going to talk about the Amber Grant Award, which started in 1998 after a young woman named Amber passed away before reaching her business goals. Every month, $10,000 gets rewarded to a woman-owned business. With this grant having a story behind it, it's really important when applying to this grant that you tell your story and why you're passionate about what you do. For the Amber Grant, you can just be starting out or already have an established business to apply for it. Simply go to theambergrant.org and they'll be able to go ahead and get that for you. Next, we're going to talk about the Startup Runaway. The Startup Runaway grant mission is to showcase the top 10% of women and minority-led startups across the Southeast and connect them with investors who understand early stages of companies. Simply go to the Startup runway.co/how-to-apply to apply for these $5,000 and $10,000 grants they reward at different points in the year. So, where's my ladies that's in fashion? Where are you? Because I have this grant for you. I have one that's just for your small business and it's focused on clothing and accessories. I would like to direct you guys to the Tory Burch Foundation. Up to 50 fellows will receive benefits beyond the foundation's $5,000 grant for business education. They also enjoy a 4-day workshop at the Tory Burch office and access to their online peer-to-peer network of women entrepreneurs and resources. Also, there is a smaller group of selected fellows who will be given the opportunity to actually pitch their business to the industry influencers. So of course, to apply for this, go to ToryBurchFoundation.org. If you have a clothing line, accessories, boutique, clothing, fashion, inspired in general, that grant is simply for you. Lastly, how can I do an episode about top women grants and not have something for my single mamas? I got something for you, and it's called the Emin Johnson Single Mother Grant. Every month, they give out $500 cash to one single mother. That's it. It's no strings attached, ladies. It's nothing more to it. This grant has one goal, and that's to give a hand to single mothers struggling with money, health, stress, illnesses, loneliness, and childcare. Here's the two qualifications. One, you have to be a single mom. Two, you need money right now. That's it. That's all you need. Go ahead and head over to wealthysinglemommy.com/singlemomgrant and go get that money, ladies. All right, y'all. So that's all I have for you for the top grants to apply to now in 2021. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I hope you find this episode information just as useful as I did when doing research for funding for my business. As always, thank you guys for listening. God bless. JB. Alright guys, so if you're here, that means you listened to my episode in its full entirety through the advertisements and everything. And I just want to take the time again to thank y'all so much for rocking with me and being a part of the EBJB family. Even if you're new here, you just stopped past just to hear this quick episode or somebody referred it to you, whatever the case may be. Thank you so much for sitting here and listening to my full podcast in its entirety. When you listen to those ads, that's how I get paid, you know what I'm saying? So thank you. Thank you, thank you for supporting me. As always, God bless, JB. It can be so easy.